the Klingbeils ended up committing suicide, right?
They did, and I was the last one to speak to them.
You were the last one to speak
to them? As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Yeah, there might be other information that comes out that I don't know. But
usually the police want to talk to people like you.
Well,
you were the last one to see them alive.
Well, that's for sure. And nobody, they didn't know what happened. At first, my family and some friends thought we thought it was murder at first. And so family were discussing if the police should protect me as a spokesman for Spindrift and stuff like that. But
all right, well, let's delve into that a little bit. Police thought it was murder at first. Why would they think that? What was the manner of death?
Shotgun.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't believe in guns. And it was very bizarre. And we were close to having a breakthrough scientifically on our research. It was really...
Really?
Yeah. But fortunately, we have a lot of... Everything's written down, but it was unbelievable. I don't know why. I was on the phone. Everything was...
All right, so what? You're saying that they recorded what they were going to do and why they were going to do it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, that's true, too. Yeah, I was going to say that the research was ready to have a breakthrough, and we have that recorded, but also there is some evidence that from suicide notes and things that they had... that they did this, but it doesn't make any sense. It's a peculiar thing. You could look at it.
Was this, look, if I get into an area too personal, you let me know, all right? But, I mean, was it a mutual suicide pact?
It was, and I've never heard of anything like that before. Have you? A father and
son? Yeah, I've heard of mutual suicide pacts, but...
Of a father and son?
Well, maybe not of a father and son. Maybe not.
I've heard of pacts before, but...
Usually lovers,
right?
Maybe that sort
something
of thing. Maybe I don't know, but of
it seems to me that the hate mail we were getting, people working against us, all these things seem to be coming to a head. But at the same time, like you know, everything happens at once. We were about ready to have a breakthrough, and so it seems to me that it didn't fit.
What kind of breakthrough were you on the verge of?
The breakthrough we were on the verge of was getting finally published in some scientific journals and being invited to some more serious... We were invited to conferences before. We were getting invited to more serious conferences and things, and also things were just coming along where it looked like some other, not grant money necessarily, but some other groups were going to work on trying to replicate our experiments, things like that.
Okay, so the breakthrough you're talking about is a realization by the mainstream, or at least some part of the mainstream scientific community, that you had something valid.
Yes, the fringe
something
of the
scientific,
mainstream. Yes.
Fringe of the mainstream. And you're about to get published as
yep.
well.
Yeah.
All right, then. Look, again, stop me if you don't want to tell, but it's almost integral, it seems to me, to the story to understand. And apparently it was explained in suicide notes that were left why the act was done.
Yes, I have a whole chapter with all the details, and I got everybody
well, please
to write something down.
Forget the chapter. You're on the yep. air. I want to know why. What? Tell me the story.
Of how it happened?
No, of why it happened. I want to understand what thinking drove these men, father and son, to commit suicide that way. What were their reasons?
Well, okay, I'll do my best. I
please.
In the suicide note to me, they wrote to me, they said that they were under a lot of pressure, and they were being attacked for a lot of pressure, and that's all. That's about all they said.
That's not sufficient.
That isn't sufficient. I don't have a sufficient answer. We're doing some mystery. This whole thing is a mystery to us.
So the police...
Psychologists would say all you need to have for a suicide is people who are depressed. Well, okay, so maybe they had a little depression.
All right.
But I don't think that answers it, because these things just don't fit.
All right, now wait a minute. You were the president of Spindrift, right?
That's correct.
And so you were intimately involved with these men.
Yes.
When the police asked you if they were depressed, what did you say?
I didn't think they were. No.
They were looking forward to the breakthroughs you talked about.
As far as I knew, they were. As far as I knew, unless there were two stories going on. Yes.
Was there any secret revelation in their suicide notes about something horrible that had happened or they had discovered, or I
will say that there is a lot of information that hasn't been put together, that I have documented information that there was some. In fact, I even invite people to try to figure out this detective story exactly what happened.
All right, well,
it's still a mystery, and I think that there's many scenarios that could be involved here.
All right, here's something I want to know. Did the police conclude that the father shot the son and then himself, or the other way around?
My understanding is they think they shot themselves. I mean, they shot themselves.
There was one gun or two?
Two.
Wow.
And the point involved is that they didn't want to get the store where they bought the guns in trouble, so they went in a completely different direction out of a county, and it's very strange why they would go to such extreme. There's a whole list of things. One is that there might have been a threat against Spindrift, and that there is the perceived thing that a person is a quack if he prays for people. And
But this was nothing new. I mean, there was this intense, perhaps, hatred of what Spindrift was doing.
Well, a lot of things went wrong. For instance, we were going to be on a TV show, and they filmed it, and it was going to be great. And at the last minute, they called and said we were going to be kicked out because what we were doing was too controversial. And we asked them who stopped it, and they said, "Well, we can't tell you who stopped it. It was just a business decision." Just all kinds of things happened. They were very strange.
Okay, but this kind of work is going to be plagued by that kind of thing.
You know, you got a good point there. Anybody involved in this kind of work is going to have something like this trailing behind them. There's going to be casualties strewn along the road.
Okay.
You're right about that. Oh,
okay,
exactly.
Yeah, fine. I'm willing to go along with that. But I mean, for that to have to suspicion that that's what drove these men to put shotguns and blow their heads off.
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. No.
I don't have the answer for you, Art. The thing is, it's still a mystery, because we're trying to figure out how that could happen. There are a lot of people who work for Spindrift that were stranded out there in Salem, Oregon, because I was still back here in Illinois. And
that's where it was, Salem.
That was where it was, yeah. Spindrift originated here in the Chicago area, and when it got too hot, the subject area, Bruce Klingbeil lost his church job. He was a practitioner. He lost his job over these experiments.
Oh.
And when that happened, his income went down, and they decided we wanted him to stay here because everybody's going to help him stay here, but they decided to move to a state where it was less expensive to live, because all of a sudden everybody wouldn't go to Bruce Klingbeil for help because he was perceived as a strange person for believing that you could scientifically test prayer. And so Bruce and John decided to move to Salem, Oregon, which at the time was a very reasonable place to live and a beautiful place. Very expensive now, so they moved out there, and the several Spindrift people went with them out there, and that's where the laboratory was from then on.